Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Jalen, what do you think about this Javi Baez swing and a miss?
Now that's a change up, homie. The bottom fell out of that thing. I ain't mad at you. I couldn't hit 300 either. Let's start the show.
Hey, it's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We get it, people! What they want.
We have an update on Klay Thompson's status. We have a big head coach extension in Milwaukee for the Bucks. But we start the show with Lamar Jackson. There had been some reports that this would be the year that the league would figure out Lamar Jackson. He was asked about that, and here's what he had to say.
I'm going to keep playing football. We're going to see. But I doubt it, dude. I doubt it. I strongly doubt it.
I just like the way he said, I doubt it, dude. I strongly doubt it. Jalen Rose, will this be the year that the league figures out Lamar Jackson?
Not going to be able to do it. So I love this topic for so many reasons, so please let me cook. Number one, not many teams in professional sports continuously have an identity. The Baltimore Ravens are one of those teams. The Pittsburgh Steelers also come to mind. They're going to run the football. They're going to play tough defense. They want to keep the turnovers down. That's who they are. Smash my football. And then all of a sudden, Ozzie Newsome, like, wait a minute. Y'all going to let Lamar fall to me? Y'all going to take all of these quarterbacks before him? And then I now get him? And he becomes only the MVP of the league. And this discussion really is because he has done something so very outstanding that we normally don't see from his position. His running exceeded his passing because he's one of the best runners we've ever seen with the football. He's probably the most electric person currently in the game with the football. So yes, now the goal is for his passing, in particular outside of the numbers, because he had a great connection with Andrews for years. Now you get more weapons outside the numbers to go with Hollywood Brown. You hope that opens up their passing game. But this idea that Lamar just gonna be dropping back like he Russell Wilson and leading the league and getting sacked and getting hit, by the way, and then throwing deep balls, that's just not who he is, and that's not who the Baltimore Ravens want to be.
The idea that you can figure out Lamar Jackson, like he's some sort of like gimmicky offensive player, you can't figure out speed, and you definitely can't figure out his juke package, because he makes more defensive players look silly than any other player in the entire league. And just look at what he does, as you mentioned, throwing the ball and running the ball. You just haven't seen it before. Like, his QBR was third in the league. Like, he is doing it with his hands and with his feet, and you just can't figure him out. I love that they added Sammy Watkins. They drafted Bateman, who I think is going to develop into a player. They've got Andrews. They had some injury issues last year. Lamar Jackson is not going to be figured out. Can the Ravens figure out a way to be one of the top teams in the AFC is the true question. Do you think they can challenge the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Browns?
It's going to, again, be about their defense. Like, their offense is going to play to its identity. It's going to allow Lamar to do what he does. And they play four down football. They're the only team that I watch, and it's like they going forward on fourth every time if they can. So they just look different, and it's because Lamar. Now, if they're going to accomplish the goals that you're asking, that has to be because of the defense, no question about it. And again, a guy like Lamar, this reminds me of early in LeBron James's career. You remember when LeBron was such a freak of nature with his height and his bulk and his ability to pass, and then his ability to drive and finish, and people was like, what's the weakness in his game? Oh, he couldn't really shoot. And so now he works on his three-point shot, and he's a complete player. That's what you're going to see with Lamar. His passing outside the numbers is going to improve, and the guy that we see so very electric running the football, who's shown us he can throw it from the pocket and be efficient and accurate, who's shown us he can do it on the run and be accurate, I think now is going to open it up outside the numbers.
Well, you mentioned LeBron James, the weakness in his game. People would say that he couldn't shoot from distance. Well, the finals MVP, Giannis Antetokounmpo, also couldn't shoot from distance, but he has two trophies that he just won. He's also a former MVP. And Coach Bud, who we all thought might lose his job during their playoff series against the Nets, just signed a three-year extension with the Bucks. What do you think about this deal? What does it mean for Milwaukee?
One word, stability. And the other place I saw this was San Antonio with Pop and Tim Duncan. When your superstar player is 10 toes down with the franchise and does what Giannis did, re-sign before the season even started, it took pressure off of the people that he wants to win a championship with. That's Coach Bud. That's Chris Middleton, and that's Drew Holiday. And so now you not only win the East, they've been knocking on the door the last couple of years, and Giannis is already a back-to-back MVP. They were already one of the best teams in the conference. They just couldn't get over the hump. But I believe him staying and then him improving his game, that also something that you want to give the coaching staff a lot of credit for. I see the one-leg jumper that he's now shooting, and he's not a knockdown three-point shooter, but he will attempt those shots. And last but not least, how about his free throws? You remember when people were teasing Giannis, counting when he was at the free throw line? Well, that was exactly one of the reasons why he's a champion today.
Yeah, those free throws in that clinching game were just amazing. I think it was 16 for 18. And I think that Giannis deserves a lot of credit for this. But the stability that you mentioned is important in Milwaukee because they've been building around Bud, Middleton, and Giannis for years now. And it seems like they got the right pieces. But, Jalen, there is another team in the NBA that also has championship aspirations that did not make a playoff run last year. And that is the Golden State Warriors. And we have some video of something that we've missed so much. If you are a fan of basketball, you have to be a fan of the way Klay Thompson can shoot the ball. And he's back. Klay Thompson on Instagram getting buckets. Jalen, we always say that success is a function of realistic expectations. What are your expectations for this Warriors team when they add Klay and get the Splash Brothers back together?
The ultimate wild card in the Western Conference. The ultimate joker in any deck. Because you want Denver to get Jamal Murray back healthy to go with the reigning MVP Jokic. Spider Mitchell is going to continue to improve playing with the Utah Jazz. The Clippers will not have Kawhi Leonard for certain periods of the season. So now a team like the Golden State Warriors, who have a championship pedigree with the Splash Brothers and Draymond Green, so many young draft capital equitable players that they picked up over the last couple of years to go with Wiggins. Now they become the team that if says, hey, if Klay's healthy, then they have a puncher's chance, a shooter's chance versus anyone. But also if he's healthy, you want the young players that they've drafted to continue to develop and now get some value. So if you could probably pair a Wiseman or one of your young players with the Wiggins and now go out and get a more established player to make another run at a ring.
So that's my real question about this Warriors team is, does this team that is going to be in training camp finish the season with the same roster? There's always rumors about moving Wiggins or pairing Wiggins with Wiseman. They drafted Kuminga. Do you think the Warriors make a move and bring in another star?
I'll tell you what to look for. Klay Thompson's productivity, his minutes per game, and his games played. If he's out there consistently and he's remotely playing like himself before the last couple of seasons that he unfortunately lost due to injury, then they make a move. If he's not, then they don't make a move. You now got to play up the value of the guys you've taken in the lottery the last couple of years and then rinse and repeat the same thing this time next summer because you have Steph Curry under contract for a few more years.
We always talk about the Western Conference and we talk about the Lakers and the adding Russell Westbrook and the superstars that they have. But one thing I found interesting is when you look at the Vegas odds of who's going to come out of the Western Conference, the Warriors are right there at number two over the Suns, over the Jazz, over the Nuggets that you mentioned, Luka Doncic and the Mavericks. Are you surprised that they're so high in this pecking order, according to Caesars?
I am not surprised because of what I just said. They do have the Splash Brothers, and Steph Curry was top five in the MVP race last year without Klay. And Draymond Green was still one of the elite defenders in the league. They still have Steve Kerr as their head coach. And when you look at the other teams, they just haven't done it. You haven't seen the Dallas Mavs do it. What are they going to get from Porzingis? The Phoenix Suns had a terrific run this year. They re-signed Chris Paul. You bring back Booker. You want your young players, Ayton and them, to continue to take steps. So those squads are going to be in the mix, but we haven't seen them do it. We've seen the Golden State Warriors do it. And if Klay's playing and the Splash Brothers are remotely a version of themselves, they are in a position to shoot with anybody in the league.
It is time for some very important news that matters. Jalen, I love youth football, and this highlight that you are about to witness is one of my favorite clips I've ever seen from youth football. Look at this young man. Gets the ball, goes the wrong way. Coach chases him down, turns him around, and then just watch what happens next, Mr. Rose. What do you think about this young man
making the turn? Jim Marshall is somewhere watching. You're going the wrong way. Except he was a defensive lineman. He didn't have the juke moves. He didn't have the endurance. That's Lamar Jackson right there. Look at him right there.
Look at this.
Out there putting moves on top. He got figured out. He ain't getting figured out.
Look at the blocking.
Shout to his teammates.
Great blocking. Just come quick, he didn't get touched. It's one thing to run the wrong way, but look at the blocking that he has.
Blowing people down.
Taking on bigger people. Just taking them out. Coach is like, go that way. He's like, all right, you're getting tired
at
this point.
Looking like Alvin Kamara out there in the 6-touchdown game.
Sit down.
You know what I'm saying? Mowing guys down, blah, blah, blah.
Look at that.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Everyone
shout out to his teammates setting up the roadblocks.
Everyone celebrates the ball carrier. What they're really missing is the stars of this clip are the lead blockers for that young man.
You know what?
Maybe everybody should just go backwards. Jalen, when we come back, we have an interesting story about one of the most pivotal players in the NBA, Kristaps Porzingis. What did head coach Jason Kidd do to try to get him going? We'll tell you right after this.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
To you live from the Seaport and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Anthony Rose, the Bronx Bombers, the New York Yankees, after starting the season slow, are back. They have won 11 straight games. Jalen, do they have a legit championship shot?
Every year they put together their roster, that's the goal. not just winning pennants, I believe they have 40 of those, but also World Series. But they have 27 of those. This is what we expected from Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge. This is what we expected when they put them together. They put those aces on that staff. So absolutely. Now, of course, you appreciate them having their most consecutive wins since what? The mid-80s. Shout to Billy Martin, by the way. I wonder if he was the coach that time. But yeah, this is what we expect. Are you not going to be a Daisy Yankee fan?
No. But my son is a Yankee fan, so I'm happy for him. But Gerrit Cole has been pitching really well recently. Luke Voit, and you mentioned Stanton and Judge. It has that Bronx Bombers, Murderers Row sort of payoff that we expect from the players in pinstripes. But Jalen, this is what they should be doing. Like, they started so slow, they had some injury issues, but this roster from top to bottom is so productive, and it's good to see them winning.
And rest in peace to the boss, George Steinbrenner, the original owner. One of the fascinating things is they still operate in 2021. Team first, name on the jersey, no last name on the back, no hair on the face. You could play for the Yankees. I couldn't even play for the squad.
Jalen, we have an interesting story regards to Nerlens Noel. What happened was is Clutch Sports, Rich Paul's agency, said, you know what? Nerlens Noel owes us $200,000. They filed a grievance. Nerlens Noel turned around and said, guess what? I'm going to countersue for $58 million for loss in potential salary that he could have gotten. We all know what happened with Nerlens. He was offered a big deal, turned it down, bet on himself, and it didn't pay off. He got hurt. What do you think about this story?
This is on each side been happening since the beginning of time. This won't be the last time that a player is unhappy with Clutch Sports or any agent based on a deal that they thought they were going to get that they didn't ultimately get paid by, and or seemingly to feel like there were opportunities out there that didn't necessarily come their way. For the player, it's always going to be guys that's willing to bet on themselves. We saw that with Dennis Schroeder this year. What Yep. ends up happening is never underestimate the lack of job security in the NBA. Around 20 to 25% of players that you saw in uniform this past season will not be next season. Like, the job security is scarce in that league. And so what ends up happening is during the offseason, we like, okay, Chris Paul got a deal. Mike Conley got a deal. You keep going on and on and on. You're looking at the guards and you're like, wait a minute, Dennis Schroeder. The music has stopped and there's no chair for him. And so I believe that he's going to ultimately get his money. It's unfortunate for Nerlens Noel that he didn't get a big deal. And when you're not in, I guess, all-star and or superstar caliber player, this is a lesson. Take the money. Mm. Take the money. Listen to Jalen. Keep getting them checks. Imagine if you Dennis Schroeder. You want them trading you dog on the $80 million deal, not them being unhappy with you and now you in Boston on a one-year deal. That would just be my advice.
Jalen, there's also another interesting story from the NBA. And do you remember when the Mavericks brass all flew out to Slovenia to get Luka his new deal? Well, guess what? New head coach Jason Kidd flew out to Latvia to talk to Kristaps Porzingis and said that he's in a good place physically and mentally. How important do you think Kristaps is to the success of the Mavs?
Well, we know Luka is going to be the most important relationship that anyone with the Mavs has, whether it's Mark Cuban, Jason Kidd, whoever. But the second most important is going to be with that guy right there, Kristaps Porzingis. The way he played in the bubble, Jacoby, and the promise he showed with the New York Knickerbockers, I've talked to Jason Kidd about that. And that's one of the main reasons he wanted this job. He wants to prove that that guy could be more of the person that became a unicorn versus a spot-up shooter for the team last year.
So, Jalen, I'm getting older and I don't like to travel that much. I'm getting on a Zoom call. I'm not flying to Latvia to talk to Kristaps Porzingis. We got Zoom. We got FaceTime. Like, maybe he wants to get out the house. I can understand that. But I'm Zooming. I'm not flying to Latvia just so I can talk to my starting center. Shout out to Jason Kidd, though, putting in the extra effort. That is how important KP is. And we know what we're going to get from Luka. The thing about KP is you don't know what you're going to get from him. So he will swing that team one way or the other. Jalen, I know you always support all of your namesakes. And Jalen Green showed some really good promise in Summer League for the Houston Rockets. And he did something that was so Houston, I can't wait to show it to you. Look at that. Look at Jalen Green.
He, I say.
Got to give the people.
Game two of a big three-game series between the Dodgers and the Padres tonight on ESPN at 10 p.m. and, of course, on the ESPN app. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, there are so many Jalens in professional sports. Sometimes we just have to pick out one to celebrate. It's our Jalen of the Week. Jalen Green was drafted by Houston, so of course, to embrace the Houston culture, he got a brand new grill. Jalen Rose, what do you think about Jalen Green's grill?
He's on his Gucci and Jeezy, got a house around his neck, got his wrist on chill. Now it's any given time, $250 in your grill. $250,000? That's what I think. It's fly. It's dope. I remember being a guy taking his senior pictures and trying to do my high school ID and went and bought a gold cap right off of Grand River in Greenfield and put it right here with fake diamonds on it so I could look like Larry Johnson in the picture. So I definitely would have did it if I could.
So I had a friend that got a grill once and they just, people talk different in the grill. I can't get past that. People always just talk different. I'm just like, can you take that out of your mouth so we can actually have a conversation? I hope Jalen Green got a well-fitted grill so he can discuss things with his friends. Jalen, something that we wanted to bring to your attention is Drake and Kanye have kind of been going back and forth on social media, taking little subtle shots around the releases of their new albums. Who do you have in the Kanye-Drake beef?
I think this is more billionaires boys club than beef. Like, to be honest with you, I heard Drake's bars talking about 44, 45 still beefing. Kanye still ain't dropped Donda yet. I think they all 100. Shout out to Pusha T. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes!
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
We always say we get the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners outside of the confines of the television structure. This is when we get to talk to you. Because some people watch Jalen Jacoby, some people listen to Jalen Jacoby. The people listening to Jalen Jacoby has been with us for years and years. Jalen, one thing we've always celebrated on this program is power couples. We've got some power
couples.
We got some couple news.
Yes.
Quavo and Sweetie back together after a 5-month breakup. Jalen Rose, your thoughts for these young lovers?
Good for them. I'm happy for them. And he saw those McDonald's commercials. He's like, you know what? I love those fries as well. You know, we had that in common. Well done, extra salt. You know what I mean? No trip.
Well done, extra salt?
And then he got a chance to probably see cats that was liking her pictures that wasn't liking her before. She got a chance to see people that was liking his stuff that wasn't before. She saw him drop a number one album again. He liked third or fourth all time in Spotify listens. And so, you know, it's only right. ATL, stand up. I got love for them. I want to see them work out.
So I'm glad you brought up the McDonald's meal because Saweetie's got some great music. Shout to her. But one thing she also does is on social media, she has some very interesting habits when she's in the kitchen. For example, she puts ketchup and barbecue sauce on seafood, flaming hot Cheetos on the rim of mixed drinks. She's wild, man. She does some wild stuff in the kitchen. What do you think about putting oysters in your top ramen? What else we got from Saweetie? There's a lot. Hidden Valley Ranch in the pasta. What do you think about ranch in the pasta?
So, a couple of things. And shout out to Reg DeLedge. He feels like that's makeup for lack of kitchen culinary skills. He feels like that's makeup for that. Here's what I'll say. Many people have unique eating habits, but just don't come for black people in ranch. Don't touch that one.
But I'm not putting ranch in my pasta, like mixing it with marinara sauce. She puts hot Cheetos on everything. Hot Cheetos on top of pizza, Jalen Rose. I know you love the Cheetos.
Hey man, you can come for anything. Like ranch is like the N-word of dining. Like don't go for ranch, dog. Like for real. That's an accessory right there. Like that, like when you go to the table and they just bring you water and they have salt and pepper on the table, when you at a black person's house, ranch on the table too. It's on the table.
Well, I used to be a doubter, because you know I'm a former pizza professional, and I used to be a doubter of ranch on pizza.
But Talk to me.
I had some spicy pepperoni, and you Talk got a little me. Side of ranch. Don't Talk put the ranch me. On there. You just apply. You dip. You dip the pizza in the ranch. That was hitting. I was a Jacoby. Doubter, and I tried it. It was hitting.
I got another one for you that you were kind of a doubter. You don't eat this, but it was one of the things that I constantly do, because when I say these things, I definitely fall into this category. I mean, ranch on wings, lightly dipped fries in them, like all of that, same fries, whatever. So I fall in this category, no doubt.
You know what I started doing too, Jalen Rose? Because you know I love the Buffalo Bills, and I've got Tim and Pat from a basketball team. They're from Buffalo. And Buffalo doesn't mess around with the blue cheese. They don't eat pizza without blue cheese. You know what, you know what Uncle Mike does? He gets blue cheese on the burger. I've been on a blue cheese kick lately. I wonder what Saweetie would think about that. Blue cheese on the burger. Shout out to her.
They're in the same family. At that point, it's just preference. You're still putting dressing on all of your food. It started to be on your salad. Now it's on your hamburger.
Jalen, I'm starting to get concerned about one of our colleagues. Field Yates is a great football mind, multi-talented. He's one of our colleagues. He said the Detroit Lions are going 11-6. Not just that, 11-6 with a playoff win. Jalen Anthony Rose, in what world do the Lions not only get 11 wins, but get a playoff win?
I didn't know he was from Detroit. That's the only thing that comes to mind. That, like, seriously. Y'all, just when y'all thought y'all knew who he was, he got a whole different birth certificate. You know, he was going to Herman Kiefer in the 80s and the 90s in the D for him to feel like that. For those that know, they know. I'm trying to tell you.
I was absolutely shocked. I thought you were the only
I'm telling
person
you,
on the
planet that
had
them
getting double-digit wins.
I need to take that over 5.5. I tried to tell you.
That's going to be tough. We went through the Lions schedule, dog. I looked at it. There's not a guaranteed win on there. There's not one guaranteed win. You can go 0-6 in your division, too.
Let me keep putting something on wax that nobody's talking about. Today, when you watch national media, this team will not get mentioned. I'm telling y'all, watch for the Tennessee Titans. That's a squad right there that I'm betting on, dog.
I'm
telling y'all right now, that's gonna be my first bet. I know Kansas City in the AFC. I know Buffalo in the AFC. Lamar's gonna have a terrific season. Like, I can keep naming teams. I'm telling you, dog, the Tennessee Titans. You remember when Cam told Mitch that they need to go to DC and pay in full?
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee Titans, dog. Tennessee.
Tennessee Titans. Julio Jones.
I need you to help me place that bet. I need Jacoby to help me. I'm saying this on wax. I want to go to BetMGM because MGM sponsors JRLA. We're going to support them, and they support me as well. I want to do a bet that the Tennessee Titans going to win the AFC and or the Super Bowl.
You got to come out to New Jersey because you have to be in New Jersey to legally place these bets. So before the season starts, let's put a lot of bets in. MVPs, over-unders. And I'll bet the under of the Lions. It'll be great. I'm going under 5.5 wins. I just root against them every single week. And Tennessee Titans, I bet they have some really good odds. I bet you're going to get really good value for that bet. Are you picking them to make the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, over-under? What are you picking?
I'm going to pick both. I'm going to pick them to win the Super Bowl and win the AFC. I'm gonna pick them to win all three. I'm gonna pick them to win the division, the AFC, and the Super Bowl.
Wow.
I'm taking all three of them. I'm telling y'all right now. And the other thing I decided I'm gonna do that's fun to me. One, I like basketball. Like, it's real. I actually like playing basketball. You know? Like, I play like three times the last maybe 6 months. You were there twice.
You're really good at it.
And I shot a little bit. Yeah, I'm like, and you know what else I'm good at? That I just reminded myself as we were at the JRLA golf outing this weekend. I'm good at shooting craps, and I miss it. I need to get back to the tables.
Really?
I miss it. Yeah, I miss it.
Well, listen, I've got a couple of runs. I've got a Sunday run and a Tuesday run. Played last night. Woke up this morning sore. Getting out of the bed. Walked to the bathroom. Achy. Hunched over. Legs hurt.
Hit the brakes, Rich!
I love that feeling.
Did you shower last night when you got home?
Yes. Not when I got home. I hung out for a little bit, watched a little TV. But before bed, I showered. Before bed, I showered. Because y'all shame me into doing it. I don't want to. I literally said to my wife, I was like, I don't want to shower right now, but Jalen's going to get on my case if I don't. I don't even do it for her. I do it for you. Just so it would, I knew you were going to ask that. When you said hit the brakes, Reg, I knew exactly what you were going to ask. I knew exactly what you were going to ask when you said hit the brakes. And I was so proud of myself.
Here's the funniest thing. I knew that you knew that. So I would have bet myself anything that you took a shower when you got home last night. That's what made it so funny to me.
I have to now. I don't want to.
You said you've been shamed.
I'm tired. I had a few beers. Because by that time, the sweat is all dry. I don't feel like I stink.
The sweat is dry.
Yeah, the sweat is dry. Like, I don't even, why am I in the shower? Now I got freshly sweaty. I changed my drawers and my socks. I feel like I'm clean.
I feel like I'm clean.
I feel like I'm clean. I don't know why I have to shower. You know?
Oh, man.
And then I got to shower other celebrity, in the morning, too.
And these other celebrities come out recently, make it bad for you, too, man. They make your people look bad, man. Come on, man.
You can't be bragging on 30 years, McConaughey, deodorant.
Like, you don't sell that to nobody.
Deodorant. Like, what are you talking about? Deodorant. It's deodorant. So you don't smell. You don't smell.
But you know what? To be honest, when I hear that, I can't lie. And I hate to be this dude. That's how it sounded to me when people argue with me about not getting vaccinated. One of my friends listened to this podcast. I ain't gonna say your name. I was arguing with him for 3 days last week. Hit me 2 days ago. I got COVID. I'm like, Negro, I just told you. Like, I ain't trying to come to your funeral. Like, do you not understand? Like, the argument was the joke. Like, I'm not getting it. And these are all, I don't know what's in it. I'm like, dog, have you ever drinking liquor? Have you ever eaten chicken? Have you ever eaten food? Have you ever eaten candy? Like, do you not, when you get a headache, what do? Take an aspirin. Do you know, this is not the time to get so very righteous and conscious. And that's the same thing about not washing up. Why are people coming out now that's like, oh, you know, I'm proud that I don't wash up. Where did that come from? And I'm bragging about not washing up my kids. Where did that come from?
Yeah, but not washing your kids, that's rude. If you're not going to wash up yourself, that's fine. But wash your kids. And also, I think it was Austin Kutcher was like, yeah, I don't shower, but I do wash my crotch and my underarms. I'm thinking to myself, wait a second. So to wash your crotch and your underarms, you got to get naked. So now what are you doing? So you're naked in the bathroom, just being selective about where the water goes? Like, just take a shower.
Oh!
Just take a shower.
Oh, man, our show's on fire today. The show's on fire today. Hit the brakes. Did you say something about people selectively washing body parts in the shower like Reg the Ledge?
Did you suggest that? Every time in the shower, 50% of my showers, I think about Reggie when I wash my legs. Because Reggie says he doesn't wash his legs. And every time I'm like, is this dude doesn't wash his feet? Like after playing basketball and it's like in between your toes, and all that like stuff and socks being sweaty. Reggie said, like, oh, he's like, I do this all the time when I wash my legs. I make sure to because I'm lazy and I'm old and I'm not flexible. So it's hard for me to get down to my feet. I got to stand on one foot. Every time I do it, I'm like, man. How does Reggie not do this? How does Reggie not wash his legs? I don't understand it. I really don't. I think the theory was like the water goes down. Like, no, dog. No. No.
Oh, man. That's one thing about being in this relationship for 10 years. Sorry, Reg. You get pulled in as collateral damage without a microphone.
Maybe one day we'll give him a microphone, like 2031 or something. We'll give him like one day a month. It'll be like the third. Every third of the month, Reggie gets a microphone to defend himself.
He'll be like Bernie Mac. He'll be cussing like every two words. He'll be like, bleep, 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 bleep. Y'all mother, bleep, bleep, bleep.
This dude doesn't wash his legs. I couldn't believe it when he said that. He doesn't wash his legs. You don't wash your feet. I don't want to, because I'm lazy.
He says, I don't want to.
I don't want to. Like, I think about not doing it.
You sound like Quincy. So don't get mad at him. You listen to you right now. I don't want to.
Sometimes my kids just like, I'm like, you didn't use soap, did you? You just got in there and got wet and got out. Like, that didn't take enough time. Like, it's like, come on. I have to supervise now? Like, I'll put
wet
the soap
the
on the... Yeah, I put the soap on
the rag
for him and hand
bit.
It to him. Yeah, I'll hand it to him and be like, you got to use this, dog.
Like, man, if you're going to take the time to just wet the toothbrush, you might as well just brush your teeth. You know what I'm saying?
At one point, we went to the dentist, and they're like, yeah, you have to floss. The kids have to floss. I'm like, this is, no, that ain't happening. Right before bed.
That ain't happening.
And they're like, you. If they can't tie their shoes, then you need to floss for them. I'm like... And then one time, Margo was like, oh, you didn't get every spot. I'm like, you want me to put this piece of floss between every one of your teeth every single night?
No.
That's not happening. No. That is not happening.
There are two things you do for your kids that you can't wait till they can do for themselves. One, wipe their own backside. Like, adults don't look forward to doing that. No. Oh, and by the way, dog owners out there, I love you. I salute you. I did something that I'm not proud of.
What'd you do?
I did something I'm not proud of.
Oh no.
King Louis, Gracie, Mariah, the family's German Shepherd. I was in Atlanta walking the dog. Okay. King Louis let out a number two that was filled with diarrhea.
Oh no.
Oh, on the main road, too. Now, he did it on the grass. He did it on the grass. But it was on the main road, right? So, like...
I know exactly what you did.
So, like, So, like, he a big dog, and he a beautiful dog, so he attract a lot of attention first off, right? So, like, you know how you walk in a dog, people's, like, slowing down, waving at him, and, like, getting, like, crazy attention. And so I noticed that people kept doing that, so I'm like, all right, I'm going to slow down a little bit because I don't want them to yell at me because I ain't picking this up. See, all right, man, I ain't picking this up. So that ain't happening. I ain't about to walk the next mile and a half back to the house with that on my hand. No, not going to be able to do it. I know I got a bag and I know I got sanitizer. I'm just not doing it. I wouldn't do it for myself, so I'm not doing it for this dog. And so I just let a couple of lights change where it was different cars and I bent down and went through the motions like I picked it up. And I kind of just grabbed him and we ran like three steps.
You faked it?
And then kept walking.
You faked it?
Yeah, dog, I faked
it. Oh, God. Sometimes when I see people like with the messy poops, they just kind of spread it around the sidewalk a little bit and act like they did something.
No.
You know what I can't stand when I see the people is when people walk around with the bag full of poop. Like, you always see them like we're just walking around with poop.
I salute you. That's why I started this. I salute you. I'm not walking steps with bags of poop on my person. I'm just not willing to do that. Willing to do that.
Someone stepped in that.
It was on the grass. You know what I should carry? Maybe I need a mobile water hose or something. You know, if it was hard, I would have picked it up.
But no, you wouldn't.
Let me tell you something. If you guys can feel the warmth of the number two,
oh, no.
You still got it on your hand. So this idea that you take off a bag and you like, oh, here comes some hand sanitizer. No, you got crap on your hand. Don't shake my hand. Don't give me dap, nothing. No, that's still on your hand. So you walking with somebody and they just picking up the crap and y'all just keep walking and walking and walking. No, I'm not doing that. I had to realize that I am not doing that. I am not doing it.
Ever?
I won't say ever, but like, not if it's runny. If it's runny, I ain't picking it up. If it's hard, I'll pick it up.
Okay.
If it's runny, I don't think I'm picking it up.
Well, you gotta
I'm not
change
gonna
King
be
Louis
able
diet.
To do it, is what I
King
decided
Louis
that
diet.
Day.
We gotta change King Louis' diet. We gotta get him on a new diet plan.
Well, it was my fault. I bought him one of these like big, huge, like pork bones. Like it's huge, like Flintstones. Like it was the biggest one they had in there. I was like, I'm gonna keep you busy. I know what this cost $9. Like I know what I'm gonna do for you. You know what I'm saying? You're a little too active. And see, here's the thing about him. I'm like, this is what I told Gracie. I'm like, first off, this dog needs some discipline because he too big and he too dark. He too black. You can't be black and undisciplined and big in this society. No, 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 no. That's a recipe for disaster. Trust me. My mother used to always say this to me. It's one thing to be big, but you can't be big and dumb. You know what I'm saying? That's what she used to say to me. And so, this, you know, so, this dog gonna have to get some discipline. And I bought him the bone. So you're right. I'm the one that was responsible for what ended up happening with the stool, but it ended up being a life decision about what I am willing to do with my hands and warm poop. I'm just not willing to do that right now. I'm not at a place in my life where I'm ready to do that.
Well, also in New York, there's a trash can on every single corner. In Atlanta, that's not the case. So you're gonna be walking around carrying that poop for a mile.
See, I definitely don't feel bad now. As I think back to this night, first I felt bad. I can't lie. I felt bad for like 3 hours.
You know you're doing something wrong when you fake it. You know whenever you fake doing something, you know you're doing something wrong.
It's hurting the environment. I'm like, you know, I don't want to hurt the environment, you know? So I made sure I did extra recycling that day. You know, that type of thing.
Took some stuff from the compost.
Yeah. I almost went and bought an electric vehicle that day. I really felt
somewhere,
bad.
Somewhere there's a kid, like a 7-year-old kid, got some brand new Jordans running around this ritzy Atlanta neighborhood, and then he just slipped in some runny King Louis stool, messed up his brand new shoes, and he's cursing Jalen Rose right now.
Yeah, that part.
I can't believe you faked it. I can't believe you faked it.
I definitely faked it.
That's the part I don't understand.
I definitely faked it. Because I didn't want them to yell at me. I already know how this works. One person was going to be that person to like park the car and like come confront and challenge me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try and deal with that, dog. You know, the vigilante poop watchers that love animals. Like, I love animals more than anybody, but I don't love picking up anybody's warm poop. I just don't.
No.
And then the other thing your parents don't look forward to doing is like picking your mouth. Like, nobody want to, like, I don't want to do that. But hey, you got to make sure your kids floss, dog. You got to do what you got to do.
I guess so. My kids, we did that for like a week. That didn't last. That one didn't last. We did it for a week. I'll be putting the
kids
to bed.
Because you got to pick your battles. And that's not fun. You know, that's not fun. That, you know, just opening your, just the exercise of opening your mouth and somebody putting their hand in your mouth, that's work. That's like, ah.
One time we were at the water park. I'm trying to get Quincy to go on this ride. This has been the pick your battles thing, because I know he would like it. He's always scared to go on a ride, then he goes on the ride and wants to do it again, right? It's every single time. I'm forcing this kid to go on some crazy ride, and then I was thinking to myself, like, why am I doing this? If he didn't want to go on a ride, why am I forcing him to go on a ride? Let's just go on another ride he wants to go on. Like, he's just like, you know, in these battles, he's like, what am I even doing? This is stupid. Why am I forcing him to go on this ride?
Well, inherently, here's what you're doing. And we do this, and it happens. We do it to ourselves too, as we should. And it's a weird improvement life balance that like I tried to do this to myself. You in your own way were trying to get him to face his fears.
Yeah.
That's really what you were trying to do, whether you know that or not. He wants to ride this ride, and it looks fun, it looks fine and dandy. But that one looks a little scary. And in your mind, it ain't gonna kill you. Like, you see 500 other million kids doing it, like, you'll be fine. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'll do it with you. You know what I'm saying? What do you want? I'll do it with you, right? So you're trying to get him to face his fears, and then it's the other little macho play. Like, oh, dog, you gonna have me standing here arguing with you and kids going by? Like, I've had to do this with people. Like, seriously, it's like this kid, like, half
kids.
Your size?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, barely talk. He's going
like, seriously,
ride.
You gonna do this to me right now? I'm out here arguing with you, pulling your arm, trying to pull you. I used to do
it. Another thing, Jay, is this is, I'm at the water park. We gotta go up the mad stairs. So I'm like, ooh. I've already climbed up like 6 floors of stairs, and now you want to turn around? Like, oh,
no,
dog,
you getting on this ride, dog. You get, we waiting this line to Cedar Point. You getting on this ride, dog. Or we going home. Those become the options. Like, we going home. And this is way before Easy Pass money. Like, I was the kid standing in line 3.5-4 hours to do one ride. As I look back at that, that's crazy. It's a waste of time.
Oh yeah, no. I learned my lesson with these theme parks and going to like water parks and theme parks. You gotta go on like Tuesday at 2 p.m. You know what I mean? I went on a Saturday one time. I was like, what am I doing? Like, I'm waiting an hour and a half to go on this 2-second roller coaster. I don't do that anymore.
No, it don't work like that. You gotta let somebody in the family work those 40 hours, and then you gotta get that time and a half Thursday and Friday. And then Saturday you go to the park. We need all of those days of work before we go to the park. Because I'm gonna need to eat some corn dogs
They got a ride there. There's like 250 feet, right? You go into this tube and you stand in the tube, right?
I'm good.
You're standing in the tube, and guess what they do? They drop the floor out. So you can't even like. They drop the floor out, and then you're straight down, and then you end up in some water. I was gonna do it again. I was like, I'm gonna do that again, but I was like, man, I don't want to climb up those stairs.
Duh. Let me tell you something.
For that one.
Let me tell you something.
You're reminding me of some of the most fond memories of my life. Anybody from Detroit been to Detroit, stand up what I'm about to say. Like, I remember going to like Bell Isle and we had the big giant slide. That was classic. Going to Edgewater. It was an amusement park. Going to Boblo when I was little. But let me tell you what made Detroit magical. The state fair. We used to have dope state fairs. And you just reminded me of something. There was a ride where it's like 20 people and you stick to the wall.
Oh yeah, I know.
And then
that
you
one.
Start spinning
yeah.
around in a circle.
Yeah,
and then the
one.
Floor drop. Yep. Right? I was on that ride, dog, one time. I did it a few times, I can't lie. Somebody started throwing up.
Oh no.
While
oh,
we
no.
was on that ride. And
oh,
it
no.
was everywhere. It was
oh, no.
everywhere. It didn't get on me, but it got on, seemed like it got on everybody else. Somebody was literally throwing up. And that ride, like, it seemed longer when somebody throwing up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. They didn't, like, slow it down or stop it, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I was like, word. Like, people was mad, like, big mad.
Of
you
course.
Know?
I don't want,
but
just
that,
like the warm poop. I don't want anyone else's vomit on me. No.
No. No. No.
No. No.
But here's the thing. Like, so not encouraging any drugs or alcohol to the youth or minors, but we just talk about our journey because you may gain, you know, knowledge or wisdom from it. As I started to like become a teenager and get a little tall and stuff like that, like, I don't want that feeling of spinning on a wall for like 2 minutes and then it stops and I'm dizzy and I'm falling down. You remember that game that people used to play? You swing each other with the arms
yep.
and then you try to make the person stand up and then they just fall all down and they dizzy. Like, don't, like, we have some, we were forced to use our imagination, but some of those games are life-threatening. Here's another one I got for you. Truth, Dare, or Double Dare. You ever played that?
Yeah, of course.
Man, I didn't realize people was trying to kill me, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, one of my dares one time was to, like, put my tongue in the freezer and leave it there for 30 seconds. So then my tongue got stuck. And so I remember, like, everybody trying to get hot water, everything. My tongue stuck in the freezer. I ain't trying to snatch my tongue off. Imagine if I didn't have a tongue right now. I wouldn't be able to do this job.
I'm glad you have a
they're
tongue.
They're trying to ruin my life. That was sabotage. What about like, oh, like one of the dares is like, oh, you can't climb on the garage and then jump off over the fence. I think I about broke my leg.
I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
One of ours is like literally like running in traffic. It's like cross the highway or something. I'm like, I'm not doing
we're
that.
We're gonna play Frogger.
Is this a game? This isn't a game.
That game had a name. I played that game. It was called Frogger.
No, I know Frogger.
That was that game. Trying to run across the freeway. Oh, so we gonna just judge the traffic on the freeway that's going 55 to 175 miles an hour, and we just gonna like navigate through this. Like that was the game.
Mm-hmm.
They get to the middle of the get to the middle and gotta go back and do it, or go all the way across. Like, what, that's not fun.
That's not fun.
That's fatal.
That's we not did a this dare. Thing. We did this thing, there's because we're sledding, right? So we have sleds, and there's this one road that was closed, and there's a river at the bottom of it. We would get buckets and fill them up with water and then pour them down the road, because there's like some like off-roaders would make these two little things. So it's like a luge, basically. And when you have games like that, you just play until someone gets hurt. So we were going really fast in these sleds.
Play
and
until
then my
somebody
buddy
gets
breaks,
hurt.
Yeah, he breaks his leg. So we got to put him in a sled. He got a broken leg. He's on the sled. We're carrying him on the sled like an ambulance. We're crying, freaking out. Like, no, if you're playing a game that the only way it ends is when someone breaks something, that's not a good game to play.
No, and this last maybe 5 to 7 minutes are about to be like 10 story times. Because I got one more for you that now I think it was fun. It wasn't as fatal. It was something called shagging. So if you live somewhere where it snows, clearly there's times when it snows and obviously it's not shoveled. and or if it's shoveled, certain side streets or inner city streets aren't shoveled. Like, we don't have like, hey, it's 5 inches of snow in Detroit, so let's take, you know, the salt truck down, you know, Appaline or Green Lawn. Like, it wasn't working like that. So basically, we run on the back of cars when they stop at a light and grab onto the back of the bumper and try to see how far people can hold on. Now, that's a fatal game, for sure. Like, imagine the car stopped, boom. People hit the car, hit their head, roll up on the car. Like, I done seen all types of crazy stuff happen in that game. I actually got hit by a car, not paying attention, trying to run diagonal to go shag behind the car, and boom, got hit in the leg. So, like, there are games that are fun, and there are games with imagination. A lot of them, unfortunately, that I was dumb enough to play, and you were as well, that were fatal.
Oh, yeah. We had one with, so you know, like plows would come by and they would plow the road kind of like, and they'd make these big piles like on corners and stuff of snow.
Definitely.
And one of my buddies had a minivan with the sliding door. So this is what we would do. This is how dumb you are when you're in your teens. Please, people, learn from these mistakes. He would drive, we would open the sliding door and jump out of the moving vehicle into the snow pile. The snow pile was usually soft, but sometimes those plows would bring up like concrete and bring up rocks. And one of my buddies jumped out, landed on a rock on the small of his back.
Of course.
And it's like we're going like 35 miles an hour. Yeah, you just play these games until someone gets hurt. And you're like, all right, I guess we're done doing this. It's like Russian roulette. Like, someone's going to get hurt.
Right.
I'm not doing that.
Slap boxing. Here's no. Doing backwards flips on mats. But how about this game? And I feel mean when I think back to how I played this game. Snowball fights. Like, I'll put a little rock or a little ice in one of them if I feel like you got me good, like somebody hit you in the face or something, like, all right, I got something for you.
Very rude.
You know what I'm saying?
Very rude,
like,
Mr.
Rose. For real. Tell me a time you got remembered. Tell me a time you remember getting hit by a snowball.
Oh, I remember getting hit by a snowball a lot. And one thing that we would do is at the parking lot of the schools, the plows would push all the snow into one big mountain. And I remember one time, I just pushed a kid off the snow mountain for no reason. And he hit his head and he was bleeding. And I remember standing there being like, what am I doing? Why am I so randomly violent? I was a bad child for a while. I'm better now. This is gonna make me sad.
Good for you. And this show is therapy. This is therapy.
We will be back tomorrow. Don't forget to call 95-80-JALEN so we can put your voice on this show. We appreciate you, as always, listening to the podcast. We'll always give you a podcast exclusive. And sometimes Jalen Rose will tell you stories about how he fake picked up poop. And he put rock and snowballs. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose? Fake poop picker.
We're not done. We are not done. Got the gift of people.